Welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. I'm glad to be back. Even though I was mocked last episode.
Were you really mocked?
Yes. And I've told you before we started recording that I've got a bone pick with you, not with Hannah. Hannah did the best job that she could. What? You made me sound like a redneck Southern guy with Down syndrome.
That's your voice, like that?
That's what
How did I
sound.
I do? I'm going.
You went real slow.
Well, this is my buddy Brad. I'm here with, as my wife says, my little buddy Brad.
Yes. So we're here today, of course, Brad, and then also one of our third wheels.
Well, no, he's the king over here. He's the king today.
I'm the king.
He might be Movie Torture Dad's least favorite character on here.
I used to be his second favorite. What happened?
Movie Torture Dad is at the beach right now, and he wanted me to say he was sad he couldn't be here tonight. I said, you know what? We're going to forget about you.
Does that dude ever stay at home?
That's retired life.
I know, man. The beach, then last week with you in Texas.
I got some stories about Texas I can drop.
And then the week before, or the month before, he was in Florida for...
Yeah, he was in Florida for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the retired life is good to him. And not so much me, because I'm not retired. But when you're retired, is it okay if you watch crap movies like what we watch here on Movie Torture?
I feel like that's all you watch.
I feel like I don't even watch good movies anymore, Raj. I feel like, yeah. But
the other night I was with my father-in-law, who's retired. And we were watching the Carolina Duke game, and as soon as the game was over, he turned it on to Ben-Hur.
Oh, my God.
On the Turner Classic Network. I was like, can we not do this tonight?
Yeah. I'm going to throw this out there, though, Raj. I was telling Jonathan this today on the phone. I was flying, and I was mad that Oppenheimer did not download on my phone like I thought it did. So I'm on the plane, and there's an old man, probably Movie Torture Dad's age, sitting up across the aisle.
So I wouldn't call Movie Torture Dad old.
Well, he's not. He's young. But this guy was old. And he was watching the Oppenheimer while we're flying. And I'm watching behind him. And I'm watching this movie. And listeners right now, you're gonna maybe disagree with me. My take is, it looks mind-numbingly boring. Have you seen Oppenheimer?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
It looks like a bunch of talkity talk. They're just sitting around me and you shooting the breeze.
No, it's really good. It's long, but it's good.
So it's not a movie torture candidate?
No. Well, no. It's like got a 9 on IMDb. Like everybody.
It'd have to be 3 episodes for us to do it because it's like 3 hours long. So,
Raj, I feel like everybody is on the jock of Oppenheimer because Christopher Nolan, they all, anything he does.
Or Brad likes to call it the Jockenheimer.
You got to watch.
The Jockenheimer.
You gotta
Christopher Nolan could film a movie called Jonathan Takes a Dump, and it would be nominated for Academy Awards.
That would be an explosive film.
It would be on fire after jalapenos.
It's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn. I love the puns we're doing with taking a dump. It was just boring. I'm throwing it out there.
I'm telling you.
I don't know if I want to
really
invest
good.
In it.
It's really good. It's one of those ones you got to be invested in.
But like, hey, we didn't do that movie this week. We did Double Team.
Double Team.
Oh, my God.
And not the Dennis Rodman flick.
That was Double Team. This is Double Teamed, which is not to be confused with an adult. We did not do an adult film this week, listeners.
I kept telling my wife I needed to watch Double Team. And
I did feel a little creepy after watching the movie, like I need to take a shower or something.
Well, anyway. I brought it on the plane. I downloaded Double Team on my phone, and I started watching it. And I'm like, I feel weird because if people are watching what I'm watching, they're going to think I'm a creepy dude watching a Disney movie.
When you told me it was on the Disney Plus, I was thinking it was a Disney movie. But it wasn't even like a legit Disney movie. It was a Disney Channel movie.
Which is even worse.
Yes. Like they didn't even give like the do, 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 like the little castle with the star.
I have no box office or budget or anything to go
with. The budget was $20.
Yeah.
It was terrible. The budget was not very high. It couldn't have been.
This is funny. Like usually when you look it up, like on Wikipedia, like all the cast, you know, they'll have their names on the left and they'll all be able, you'll be able to click on them to go to another page or their pages. Like a third of the cast is all you can click on to go see who they are. The rest of them are just nothing, you know. And of course, one of them is Mackenzie Phillips, the mom. Are you old enough to remember who Mackenzie Phillips is, no. Jonathan? Brad, you remember Mackenzie okay, Phillips.
Okay, Movie Torture Dad and I got in this debate because he sit across the aisle from me. So I'm sitting here talking to him, and we're talking about Mackenzie Phillips. And I'm like, she's dead. And he goes, she's not dead. And I'm like, she's definitely dead. And I said, when we land, we are solving this dilemma. And I will give Movie Torture Dad credit. She's alive, but she's one of those that we thought was dead. But we also came up with a game.
She's only 64 years old.
Yeah, but she looks every bit of 90.
Well, she went through the 80s, and like, she was one of those that got hooked on drugs and was, I mean, just, you know, that was horrible. And then all of a sudden, you know, she finally got clean, and she's a respectable actress now. I think she does a lot of Hallmark and stuff like that.
I don't know. Well, Movie Torture Dad told me in the airport, we're just having a casual convo about Mackenzie Phillips, and he goes, yeah, she said she was molested by her dad, who was the lead singer in one of the singers in Mamas and the Papas. So her dad was diddling.
Oh,
her.
I've seen them on like a talk show talking about that before.
Yeah, that's Mackenzie Phillips.
And Chyna Phillips is her sister.
That's terrible.
But my dad pitched a good game, and we could play it on here. Diaper or no diaper? Basically, are these old people wearing a diaper, old celebrities? Did they die with a diaper? That's what my dad.
I don't
want to
play this game.
Yeah, it's funny. Because he was like, Joe Biden. I'm like, definitely a diaper.
He's a double diaper.
Jimmy Carter, he's definitely wearing a diaper at this point. So that's what me and him, we had this conversation across the aisle on the airplane. People probably thought we were crazy.
On a different note, the only actor I recognized from that movie was Nick Searcy.
Oh, from Justified, baby.
Justified. Yeah. And I wouldn't have recognized him if I hadn't just watched that whole series.
He is slumming it in this movie.
Yeah. Like, was he big in 2002?
Has he ever been big? Does anybody really know him outside of Justified?
Was he Justified big in 20?
I don't know, but he's still slumming it. It makes me sad to see people like him who's good actors in this.
Yeah.
Like, if you were in Double Teamed, would you brag about it to people?
Oh, he's from North Carolina, too.
He went to UNC.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he graduated in the
Colorway. He's from up there where Western Carolina's at.
But he's a UNC grad, so that's why we like him so much.
Days of Thunder. He was in Days of Fried Green Tomatoes. American Gothic.
Yeah, he's been in some good stuff.
He was on the Rodney Carrington show.
He's good. I mean, he's a good actor. Yeah. I enjoy him. He was great in Justified. Roger, you ever watch Justified?
No, that's one of the shows I'm eventually going to watch.
Oh, my gosh. Tell him, Jonathan.
It's a top five show for me.
The only thing I hate is it's on Hulu, and you have to watch. I know. You're the money, big money over here.
I'm not big money. But I panhandle during the week.
It took me like a month to get through watching Fargo.
Are you done?
Fargo. Yeah, finally done.
You watched the last season?
Yeah.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was all right.
Oh, my gosh. It was good. It was the second best one. The Billy Bob one was the best one, but this one was really good.
Yeah, they were all good in themselves. I mean, you know.
I like how we're talking about everything, but...
Anyone want to talk about Love is Blind?
Oh. B and I talk about that on our sister pod.
I'd listen. Yeah.
So,
big fan.
You listen to that? Thank you.
Brad, do you remember the Burge Girls? Do you remember them from watching them?
Roger, I don't follow any women's sports. I can't...
They played at Virginia when Dawn Staley was there.
Were they as good looking as the actresses or no?
The high school girls we're talking about?
They're not high school in real life, are they? If they are, I guess I'm creepy.
Yeah, I don't think they were. I'm not going to go down that direction.
Let's not go down that. You know, we forgot to say something, guys. There's an elephant in the room that we haven't addressed.
Oh.
Producer Gary is not here tonight.
Yeah.
His seat is vacant.
He's in the middle of a session of one-on-one, I assume.
He's one-on-one-ing a session with his fourth wife, I'm sure.
He's
making out.
He's running the Manda woman defense right now.
I talked to Producer Gary's dad today on the phone. Producer Gary's dad is yet to meet...
Oh, wow.
His girlfriend, Producer Gary's dad's like, Brad, he goes to her house and hangs with her parents all the time. Yet to meet her.
Wow.
I said, Sam, that's crazy.
He must be fearful of something.
Yeah. Producer Gary needs to take his incredible girlfriend to meet.
Has his parents ever met any of his wives?
They met the second one.
Oh, okay.
But that was when he was a clown. That was back in his clown days when he dressed as a clown.
Yeah, they probably met her at one of the shows, probably.
I think one of his wives was like a sister clown. Like, she did clown stuff with him.
I thought she was in the carnival. Wasn't she the bearded lady?
Yeah, she was the bearded lady. His first wife was the fat lady who sang. The second one, bearded lady. Third one, clown. Now he's actually got a really decent one that's not in the circus.
Yeah, that's good. Non-circus wife.
That was Gary. When I met him, he had that music playing. He can juggle good, though.
So, Double Teamed is a movie, a Disney movie, about two twin girls. And it's a true story. Two twin girls, Heidi and Heather Burge, who eventually played at the University of Virginia with Dawn Staley. And they grew up in California and ended up going into WNBA.
Oh, that's why it was set in the 80s, because it's about the twins. I'm a dummy. Sorry.
Well, you just now realizing that?
I didn't realize it was set in the 80s.
Well, they didn't do a great job of like portraying the 80s.
No, they did a terrible job of that.
Yeah, 90s, early 90s is when they were at Virginia. I think they won the national championship one year. Well, they lost in it. Yeah, but I mean, they were both really good players. So this story centered around them and the start, I guess, of their basketball career. What's that time of day for the movie Minute with Brad?
Oh, sheesh. Okay, Double Teamed. So some WNBA fan was like, the WNBA, this is back when they were really launching too, when they made this movie, right?
Yeah.
We need to do something for the WNBA. I don't know, though. 80s? Was the WNBA around the 90s?
Early 90s.
Yeah. The movie came out in 2002, though.
Okay, so we're back in the heyday of WNBA. Was there ever a heyday for WNBA? They're like, let's make a movie about these two sisters. They're volleyball players. The dad is like a drill sergeant. Anyway, they end up going. They get kicked out of their illustrious school, or he can't afford it or something like that. I don't know. And they end up going to this other school where the coach is like, Caesar come in. He's like, oh, my gosh, thank you, God, for bringing me a tall giant. But she's only like 5'10", right? Didn't she say I might be 6 foot?
Who, the Burge?
Yeah.
They were 6'5 by the end.
Okay. Anyway, brings her on. His daughter's like, this is my team. You're not going to be a part of my team. And they're like, okay. So anyway, then the sister wants to join, but she's better. Shocker. She didn't even want to play. She wants to act. She wants to be a thespian. Play.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to play, but her dad's like, I got to get you to college, girl. You're going to play some basketball. So
basketball's our ticket to college.
Basketball's our ticket, and you're the money. Well, they end up getting there. They play. They go. They win. They end up playing a team at the end. She takes forever to take a shot. Girl ends up hurting her ankle when she's shooting hoops with a dude that's obviously wanting to, like, date her. And she comes into the game, hits a game-winning shot. Boom, double team. They end up going to the WNBA. Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a beat-by-beat of this movie.
Yeah. So here's a little – I'll kind of give a little news. Not news, but kind of a
– There's news on this?
A review of the two twins. Heather, basically, they both played in WNBA. Heather ended up after the WNBA, being a teacher, teach Spanish and some other stuff, coached a lot. In 1991, they were recognized as the tallest female twins by Guinness World Records. The record was broken in 2004 by Ann and Claire Reich. Burge also had a small part in the 2002 film Juana Man.
We almost did that this month. But
She played the character of Magda Ruwanowicz.
What do they look like in real life?
Very similar. I mean,
are they?
If you age the girls, if you age the girls in this movie, they look very similar.
Oh, look, Roger.
We're not playing that game.
This is them older.
That's the Burge twins. Yeah. Is that their dad?
Some fan.
No, it says a Russ.
Russ film. Pittman. Oh, that's the guy at the Bullets and Wizards games who sits behind the bench and yells and cusses and stuff at the opposing.
Oh, that guy. He's yeah. Robin Thicke or Robin.
This guy's name's Russ Pittman.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're volleyball players. Any of y'all ever play volleyball? To me, it's so hard to play.
This is Movie Torture Dad's third favorite, Jonathan, here coming to you to talk about one of our real sponsors, Generous Coffee. When you choose Generous Coffee, you're not just getting a delightful brew. You're joining a movement with a purpose. You make an impact beyond your cup. By savoring your coffee, you're part of something greater, a force for positive change worldwide, and you're getting uncompromised quality. Generous Coffee is renowned for its specialty blends, and their heartbeat lies in using a for-profit business as a force for good. In 2024, they extended their reach by providing coffee to churches across the U.S. If you'd like to learn more about Generous Coffee, reach out to Ben Higgins at ben@generousmovement.com. Let's brew a better world together.
You're low to the ground, so you would dig it up.
Is volleyball more of a female sport, though, right? I feel like I see beach volleyball, a lot of girls in beach volleyball.
I think that, like, high school-wise, yes, it's more of a girl sport, and I guess maybe collegiately, but you have men's volleyball in, like, the Olympics and stuff.
Yeah, but where do they train at? Because high schools don't have men volleyball teams, right?
Out in California, and a lot of West Coast places have men's volleyball.
We don't have lacrosse here as much either.
But it's big, like in like down in Brazil and Puerto Rico and places like that. They there's a lot of men's volleyball.
Those men and women are so freakishly athletic.
Yeah,
like me, my wife tells me I'm freakishly like athletic all the time.
That's a different sport you're playing.
What about you, producer Gary?
Oh yeah, good job, Gary.
We like what your input is, Gary.
Gary, good job.
Good job, Gary.
I thought the depiction of how the students treated the girls at the new high school was terrible. I know this loser ain't asking us if we're here.
Wait, he's actually respond. Are you guys, is Gary going to try to walk in at this point? Anyway, back to what we're talking about. Gary just didn't want to watch Double Teamed. Roger, are you looking up some stats again?
I was looking at his text about being here.
This movie is so hard to talk about because it plays with the traditional basketball tropes, right? The can't you play, can you play, the injury. I feel like that's always in every basketball movie.
I thought that
you got.
Let's get Gary up in here.
Oh, well. Gary's coming, guys.
Did you talk about how nasty that name sounds? It sounds like, you know.
Why don't you opine about that?
Yeah, what do you think about the name, Gary?
I don't know. Can I say it? It sounds like a porno.
It does. It we talked does. About, like, the.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. That was my first.
Did you watch the movie or no?
I was watching it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, what are your thoughts so far? What are you seeing? Masterful?
It's like they tried to do, I don't know, twin movies are weird. Like the twin, just the whole idea of having twin movies is weird.
But they're not even real twins.
There's no good twin movies, though.
Yeah, no, twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
That wasn't a good movie.
It was not bad.
No.
And he means with legit twins, too, or people that look similar.
Yeah. Like, that was like spoofy.
Hey, they got material out of that movie for the State Farm commercial, so.
Oh, yeah.
I said earlier, Brad didn't respond to me because he said save it for the podcast. I think it's one of the worst movies we've done.
Double Teamed?
Yeah.
I think it's where we're doing Disney movies now.
It's not a Disney movie. It's a Disney Channel movie.
Yeah. I know. It's not even a Disney movie. Exactly. We're doing movies made for like. I don't even see it
like DVD straight to DVD on here. Yeah.
Is there any like?
It's basketball month. It's March Madness.
I feel like we could have found.
Why don't we just talk about the opus scene of this movie that is memed out?
Yes,
like that's the only reason we picked this movie was the 25 minutes she stood waiting to shoot a shot.
Was 6 seconds on the clock.
I like the head bob and stuff she does.
She had a little jab step in there after clogging for a few minutes.
Yeah, that was actually a travel.
Was this the actor? Was this the thespian taking the shot?
Yes.
No.
It was the one who got hurt. It was Heather, not Heidi.
I got to be honest, I kind of dozed off a little bit.
It was Heather that took the shot because she was on crutches on the bench.
And she was supposed to be a decoy.
It was supposed to be. The other team is saying... We're not worried about number 30.
We're not worried about her.
Don't guard her.
Well, she ended up getting ready to take the shot, but she ended up faking and throwing a behind her back pass to the sister cutting down the baseline.
What a horrible pass that was. Could they have at least made it a crisp one, especially after
the first one in practice that was so horrible. And that's the thing, like going into this, I thought the basketball, the people they were used would be horrible. They weren't as bad.
Oh, no. The actual, like, extras were really good at basketball.
That point guard that didn't like him at first was really good.
And the other team in the last game was, all of them were good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was kind of surprised me. You know, I was kind of expecting, you know, them just, like, showing layups. And
when they started that last game and they were double-teaming Heidi the whole time.
They were double teaming her.
That's
what you call it.
And they were shutting her down. I thought it was going to be like 20-0, and then they show the score, and it's like 26-20. I'm like, they did not represent that very well.
No.
They don't even look like twins, though.
No, they don't. They don't.
You probably already
talked. No, the actual sisters do.
These girls don't. Everybody in this movie was bad actors. And I like the coach, though. I will say the coach was kind of good.
Mm, the Asian guy?
Yeah.
That was a little unexpected.
His daughter, too, was the best player on the team. Then he's like, you're to the bench. You're selfish.
Hey, how about the one?
That was his daughter.
Oh, I thought it was. See, I was.
Remember the daughter's dad comes in towards the end because he never comes to any of her games.
Oh, okay. Man, what movie did I watch?
How about the, not the last game, but the game before when there's like a clutch free throw that needs to be made and the dad comes out there and is like, don't let her shoot it. Let the other one shoot
it. Yeah, I think that was a little made up there.
Wait. Jenna Jameson was in my double teamed. Is that who was in yours?
Who's Jenna Jameson?
Yeah, I've never heard of her.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are so
Do you know who that is, Gary?
No. Who,
Gary doesn't know?
Janet who?
Jenna Jameson.
No.
Did I see?
Jenna Jameson.
Pamela Anderson was in mine, too. Is that the right?
Oh, the Jenna Jameson was on Baywatch?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I can think I know the name Pamela Anderson, and I might be able to tell if I saw her in a picture, but again, that's
Oh, he is so young.
He is. I mean, I had a poster of her in my room.
I know that's who she was. I know she was like.
She looks horrible now, though.
Okay, yeah.
Time has not been good to her.
I don't think it was plastic surgery that messed her up. I was going to say, was plastic surgery not good?
Yeah,
to
plastic
her
surgery is not good. Anyway, back to double team.
I know. I'm really trying to talk about this movie. I watched it this time. Last time I didn't watch the movie.
Wait, what movie was that?
I don't remember the last time I came in here. It's been a while. It's been a couple months for me.
No, you watched Jersey Girl.
It was the one before Jersey Girl then. There was one of them I did not watch at all.
You should have been here last week. We all watched a different movie.
Yeah, that was funny. We have anything else on this movie? Because this movie's kind of...
Dad was a dirtball, like super crazy dad.
I'm glad my dad didn't push me like that. Like... Yeah, I was never pushed to be great.
Your dad was happy with you being mediocre.
He was glad that a mediocre son was born. He's like, that was actually he was going to name me middle name mediocre, but he decided no.
He took one look at you and like, this kid's not excelling in anything.
He's like, this guy's going to be so mid. My son says that's mid, Dad. Like it's mid. Like I'm mid.
Brad's seen the worst of sports dads the last 2 years, I think.
I have. It's been brutal. So we were in Texas, my dad and I. It was a fun trip. We ate like bosses and had some Texas barbecue.
Did you go to the famous place in Austin?
No, Franklin, no. It's too. You got to wait 4 hours to get in there. I'm not waiting 4 hours. But we had this lady with hairy armpits, like, stop us on the road. And she's like, you two look like y'all support women's rights. And I was about to say,
oh no,
as a joke.
I've heard this.
I do. My wife is in the kitchen making me dinner right now. She has a right to do that. But I didn't. I listened to her spill, and then I couldn't stop glancing at the armpits because it's weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was our big story. Then we went to San Antonio and didn't ride the carriages. But I told you guys we did.
I'm still looking at a picture. You ride one of boats? You didn't.
No. My dad said that we would look really weird. But then a lady said, y'all two should ride the carriage together. And then Movie Torture Dad was like, do you think they think we're together? And I'm like, I hope not.
Oh, my gosh. That's the worst. That's so
especially with your dad.
Well, I get not doing the carriage, but you didn't do what the boats and the gondolas?
No, we didn't. But San Antonio was fun. Guy? We had a blast.
Is the gondola guy a French guy, like, rowing you along and singing?
That would be super weird. It doesn't.
Did you go to the whatchamacallit, the Alamo?
We did. If you just walk in and you can't touch anything, then we watch an old lady load a gun and shoot it.
Yeah,
that's really what we did.
It's so small. I thought it would be like a lot bigger, but it was just like you could almost miss it. You could almost walk by it and not even notice it.
It looks so big in Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah,
but not in real life. We basically did some thrifting, mm-hmm. which was fun. We did some thrifting. But anyway, Roger, what's the reviews on this movie, dude? Might clock in as our shortest podcast of all time.
There's not, at least in Wikipedia, like there normally is.
I have some.
I found a Reddit page about this thing, and they said that last play was the worst basketball movie scene in history, which I would concur.
I think it is.
The whole scene starting from where the girl got fouled and hurt her elbow on was terrible cinematics, whatever you want to call it. It was awful. Don't you think that double team should have come on the BBC network?
Anyway.
Sorry.
One of the sisters was actually on CSI Miami.
How old were they when this movie was made?
Girls?
Yeah.
They were like in their 20s.
Yeah.
I was going to say, am I asking questions y'all have already answered? I'm sorry.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. Let's see if there's anything else here. Did you find any of those reviews?
I have some. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. R. Branham writes in 2019. I mean, we're going 2002. Love this movie about Heidi and Heather. Great family fun. Must be loads of fun for their own kids to watch now. Great job, Disney. A. Long wrote in 2017, very good movie. I was very nostalgic. I was able to click and watch on the internet without any lagging. Wow, this is... this person does all caps, but they refuse to put their name. Love this movie. I used to watch this when I was a teenager. Love it. Love this movie as a kid, Carrie writes. The quality isn't amazing, but not terrible either. I dispute Carrie on that. The only place I could find this movie was on Amazon. Obviously, you can find it on Disney Plus now. So these people are people I would not want to hang out with because they like Double Teamed. And, you know, Jonathan, Movie Torture, Movie Gold.
Oh, Movie Torture. I think it's the worst we've ever watched.
It was better than I thought it was. I thought it was going to be really bad, and it was bad, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What movie, torture movie, we watched that was worse?
Oh, gosh.
You used to always use Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin, Son of the Mask.
You would rather watch Double Teamed again than watch Batman and Robin.
Yes.
You're lying. I did not believe that. I'm not lying.
Here's why. Batman and Robin is like 2.5 hours. This movie's a quick hour and 28 minutes.
You can't take that into account.
I take that always into account, the time. I've stood by that.
Well, I mean, if we know we're going into bad movies, you got to be like, hour. Brad's always been like hour and a half. That's the
If we're going to do a bad movie and it's three hours, I'm out.
This seemed long. How long was it?
It seemed like 2.5 hours.
It's like an hour and 35.
It's an hour and 30.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
If someone tells me a movie's bad and it's 3 hours, I'm not.
I feel like we had another recent one that I put below. Yeah,
you did.
I've got to look on our podcast and see which one it was. And I feel like I put it below Son of the Mask.
Somebody needs to teach these people what reviews are. Saying this movie is based on a true story is not a review.
I know. Well, here's a couple of things. Spoilers.
I know what it was.
The two actresses had to wear padding in their shoes to make themselves taller, and they still were only around 6 feet. The actual girls are 6'5", so
they're a little short.
Another fact was that they actually never played in the WNBA in the same year. One twin played in 97 and 99, and the other one played in 98. I guess they were like at overseas or something. Oh, wow.
That's what
years.
Women did a lot more before the WNBA.
They still
big.
Do it. They get paid more overseas than they do in the WNBA.
For fans of Movie Torture, like Movie Torture Dad, the movie that I put actually as the worst movie I've ever watched on Movie Torture, The Backup Plan with J-Lo.
That's one of the football ones, right?
No, The Backup Plan was J-Lo trying to find a sperm donor.
Not better,
but okay.
That movie's terrible.
I'm getting that message.
Here's the thing. Here's what makes those movies worse. They spent $100 million making those movies. This one, they spent $20.
I think you're talking more about what your expectations are than.
I did not go into this having any expectations. Like, at least with Batman and Robin, you're going in thinking you're getting a Batman movie, right?
That's what I'm saying. Your expectations were too high.
Maybe.
You set low expectations for this movie.
So, Jonathan, you put this as the worst movie.
I think it's the worst movie that I've been a part of reviewing.
Even worse than TMNT.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, my gosh.
Because at least kid Jonathan enjoyed TMNT.
Yeah.
No part of me, no life stage would have been like, man, let's watch Double Tooth again.
If you told your wife that, she'd be like, huh?
She actually walked in while I was watching this and like gave me the side eye. We're like, why are you watching this?
I know. It is a weird movie to watch. Roger, movie Torture, movie Gold.
Torture, yeah. Like I said, it was better than I thought it was going to be, but it was still bad. I was still looking at the watch, like, hurry up, get done.
I'm going to give this movie gold. I'm just kidding. Y'all guys looked at me like I was crazy. This is hardcore torture, man. There's nothing redeeming about this movie. I never want to watch Double Teen again. Oh, producer Gary, you watched some of this movie torture, movie gold.
I don't want to finish it.
Oh, before we
where would
we put Gary in this movie?
I don't think he'd be the angry.
I think he'd be the water boy of the basketball team.
I was gonna say you can't make me the coach, and I can't be the coach.
No, I think he's a friend who trips her on the basketball court, and she ends up breaking her foot.
He's the athletic trainer, and whenever the girl gets hurt, he picks her up off the court and fixes her.
Oh, I'm the EMTs of the basketball court.
Yeah, you're the trainer. I think he would have been in the locker room.
He would have been in the band playing it. He would have been in the band during the basketball.
Did you not get to that part?
That
was not meant to sound like that.
It definitely sounded like that.
Producer
though.
Gary is a guy that goes to the game and heckles the girls the whole time. You ain't no good. Sit her down. He just sits there the whole time and heckles. He's known as the heckler.
I don't have that amount of confidence to heckle.
In this movie, you do, you could be the pizza delivery man.
I don't know. Stop making yeah.
There wasn't a pizza delivery man.
No, there wasn't a pizza in this movie. The only redeeming factor was Nick Searcy. He's the only one, but he was a jerk.
Yeah, he sucked in this movie.
He sucked, but he's a good actor.
He actually could shoot a little hoops, though, for a guy's age.
Yeah. Well, he's not that old.
He was probably like 35.
Yeah. I know. Now, I want to look. What is Nick Searcy's age? As people are like ready for this podcast to end. This movie was 2002. That was, what, 22 years ago?
He had to have been like mid-30s, early 40s. He wasn't that old.
Let's see. He was 43 in this movie.
So, like, of basketball movies you guys have seen, what has had the worst basketball scenes? Like, kind of unbelievable or like...
I saw this on Reddit. I did not like recall this myself, but in Catwoman with Halle Berry, there's the basketball scene.
I don't remember that one.
We're going to be watching that next month, by the way.
There's a basketball scene in that movie that's horrible. I literally just watched it on my phone like 5 minutes ago.
I've never seen Catwoman.
I've never seen Catwoman either.
Yeah, so I'm actually excited to watch this movie because I've never seen it. I've never wanted to.
Is that one based on the DC character?
Yes, Halle Berry. Next month, little spoiler alert, guys, we're doing
with Cat Lady.
This is...
All right.
First Lady movie, Torture Hannah, pitched this to us men. We're doing bad women superhero movies. She was inspired after she went to see Madam Web, which we probably should just add that to it and go see it.
Yeah.
Because she said it's horrible.
Yeah, I can't see Dakota Johnson as a superhero.
Let's go see Madam Web and judge for ourselves. It might be on...
It's still in a couple of theaters, I think, this weekend.
Can I sneak a Chipotle burrito into the movie theater?
Oh, yeah. I love Chipotle.
What's the craziest thing you've ever snuck into a movie theater? Besides a pillow, Roger.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, I'm not a pillow guy.
Anything else you guys want to add? Double teamed, please don't make me watch it again.
Well, I was going to add the basketball scene, the worst basketball.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
It's the one you did last week, was Air Bud and Like Mike.
Okay, first off.
The one with the shoes.
I dispute you. Yeah. Are you talking about when Air Bud shoots?
No, I know that's real. But the other kids and stuff playing around them. You know,
and are we talking about,
and then like Mike, you know, a 12-year-old kid going to the NBA because he's got special shoes.
Well, that's a goofy movie, but Air Bud is now one of my favorite basketball movies, Roger. It is a boss movie. I love some Air Bud. I want to watch another Air Bud. And I gotta be honest, man, Air Bud's got some game.
So maybe next time you can watch the soccer one and Hannah can watch the basketball one.
I was gonna say, do you really want to watch another one after hearing Hannah's synopsis?
I want to watch Golden Receiver because I want to see what would Air Bud be doing today. He'd be like, okay, I'm done with my basketball career.
He got put down years ago.
They bring him on TNT as one of the analysts on NBA's. He's on there with Kenny Smith and them.
He could probably beat Barkley in the game they play on there.
No, he talks now. He talks like this, and Barkley's like, what do you think of Shaq? Or what do you think of LeBron? He's no Jordan.
I've made this known before. I will not participate in any Jim Varney slander. But some of the scenes in Slam Dunk Ernest are pretty. Oh gosh!
Like when he jumps up and he flies. Basically, we talked about that last week. Yeah.
Teen Wolf.
It was long to watch, but I do. I mean, Jim Varney, I did like his stuff as a kid.
Oh, he's great.
To go back to watch some of his stuff was kind of funny.
Jim's a good dude.
I'd rather watch Michael J. Fox play basketball now than back in the days when he was younger.
Roger, you're so offensive, man.
The defender would have no idea if he was going left or right.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all are the worst. With that being said, for producer Gary, for Jonathan.
Based on what you just did.
For my good buddy Raj, my name's Brad. We'll see you next time on Movie Torture.